Arvik felt the spark of life even before he'd touched her. His auction house bosses, facility manager Aldenrud and the wizard Balton, thought they'd hired a 35-year-old human academic wizard from Andorra named Arturo Montaña de Vega Diaz. His knowledge of both technology magic and healing spells saved them the cost of hiring two people. If they or the owners knew who they'd really hired, they would have killed him instantly. Fortunately, they hadn't looked past the sneering, entitled clothes horse facade they'd all expected from his prestigious resume and references, and his supposed need to lie low for a while owing to mundane European politics. They thought they had him pegged. It gave him the freedom to save Rain Chakal's life. The guards had clearly intended to end her by their savage beating. In the course of the 5 days, and the considerable magical energy it had taken to heal her, he'd made three impossible discoveries. First, she had more free magic than most shifters, and he'd been able to direct it to help heal her without her shifting, which should have been impossible. All shifters had superb recuperative powers, but recovering from catastrophic injuries usually took shifting to their non-injured form to heal them. Second, he couldn't figure out her true animal form or her scent. Her records said maned wolf with a bad photo of a tall, slender, stilt-legged wolf with a shoulder mane, but his magic said subtle illusion, which made no sense. The intake examiner had completely missed it. Her scent varied from one whiff to the next, which should be impossible. At that moment, she smelled of viburnum and granite. The auctioneer complained that customers wouldn't buy her because she smelled like rot. Arvik had studied and practiced magic all over the world but had never come across anything like it. Third, the usually dormant and thoroughly hidden parts of him had woken up to insist she belonged to him and he to her.